school bus drivers in the GTA are adding their voices to those.
Hello?
Hi, man.
Hello?
Is that...
Good
Hi,
afternoon, everyone.
Oh,
hi, Allison. This is Nan. Nice to hear you, Allison, and I know that you're on the road. So,
I am. I'm probably going to mute because I know that the road noise might not be very good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you can just listen in and and have a safe trip. Have a safe drive.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Who else is there?
Veronica.
Hi, Veronica. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Looks like we're going to have a few days of rain after today.
This is nice. This is great.
It's lovely. Yeah, it is. And who else is there?
Mary Beth.
Hey, Mary Beth. How are you?
Good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Who else?
Demetrius is here.
Hey, Demetrius. How are you feeling today?
Okay. How are you, Mom?
Good. I am great. Thank you. Who else is there?
Kelly?
Hey, Kelly. How are you?
Hi. Great. Thank you.
Great. Great. Anyone else checking in?
Becca?
Hi, Becca. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. Okay, so I haven't heard Krista or Jaylene, Jerry, Rebecca, or Sandra or Kathleen. Oh, or Diane. Okay. Hopefully they will be joining sooner rather than later. So this is our final week. I know, oh, here's someone joining us. Hi, it's Nan. Hello?
Nan?
Yes?
Hi, it's Jaylene.
Is that Jaylene? Hi.
Yes.
Oh, glad you could make it.
Yeah.
Terrific. So this is our final week together. I hope you've all enjoyed the exercises and the resources that I've shared with you. I know you probably wouldn't have had time to have gone through all of them, and just know that they're there for you when you need them. How did you all feel about last week's exercise? Yeah, last week we were talking about perhaps doing the life balance wheel, coming up with reviewing your code of ethics, writing your personal mission statement, or perhaps a business mission statement for your business.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave you a link to a free tool there from Franklin Covey for writing a mission statement. Did anyone get a chance to do that?
Was that with attached to the, not last week's recording, but the week before?
Yeah, the reading from week four, yeah.
Okay, but I didn't get it. I would love to see that, but I haven't done it. I did my own.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you the link right now. I'm looking at week four, not week five.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but I'll give you the link anyway, Veronica. Okay, and for those of you that might have missed it, it's Franklin Covey. Franklin is FRANKLIN. Covey is COVEY.com/MSB for Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Slash. So it's MS for Sam, B for Bob, /. And it's a tool that he developed for writing a mission statement that I think is quite helpful. And
Nan?
Franklin Covey, yes?
I know it's a little noisy where I am, but I thought if nobody else was going to talk, I was going to ask you a question. And
please do.
I think this could be helpful to everybody. What if we all know what our values are, and we all know what our ethics are, and we all have our personal mission statement, and we feel like we know what our purpose is and what our vision is for our life, but then external sources may somehow prevent us from achieving what we might see as our vision? How would you address that?
Well, I think, you know, your vision is, you know, if you've got external forces that are preventing you from a vision that where you thought you would end up, then I think it's important to be able to say, well, what else can I do that's going to keep me aligned with my values, my ethics, and you know, find, because your vision is how you want to feel about yourself at the end of your life, you know, where you see yourself. Maybe that's going to change along the way. That doesn't change how you feel about how you've lived your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is it's like a roadmap. We have to take a little detour that we hadn't planned on because someone, you know, put up a detour sign. So we have to go around and come to back around to where we wanted to end up. And sometimes things don't turn out the way we thought they were going to, so we look for the opportunities within that. Albert Einstein said, in the middle of every difficulty lies opportunity. And so, you know, rather than letting difficulty just stop you and keep you stuck where you are, look for the opportunities and use the resources that you have to enable you to maintain the core that's really important to you, so that, you know, you may end up doing something a little differently or in a different place, in a different way. However, you're maintaining your truth to your authentic self. because I think that's what is the most important, is whatever you do, whatever actions you take, decisions you make, as long as you believe that you're staying true to your authentic self, it's only the exterior that changes. You know, you have your core needs, and then you have your wants, and then you have the frills. Like, it would be really nice, you know, to have the cherry on top. And if the cherry on top is missing, it's okay, because the core is there. What do the rest of you think about that? What if there was something that you were reaching for that you thought was your vision, and something outside of your control changed that thing?
Michael Jordan has a quote. I don't do quotes well, but anyway, it's something to the effect that when you come upon an obstacle, go around it, go through it, go do whatever, but go past it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it stop you, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And as you said before, these stops are an opportunity to problem solve and maybe re-strategize and,
mm-hmm.
you know, tackle
yeah, that's
the obstacles.
That's a good word, yeah, re-strategize. So it gives you an opportunity to kind of stop and think and regroup.
Mm-hmm.
And say, okay, how am I going to go around or through or over or under or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And keep going,
mm-hmm.
so that my goals are achieved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks, Veronica. Anybody else?
This is Demetrius.
Demetrius,
and,
yeah.
And You do think like that, but sometimes I think like maybe those things happen to tell me, okay, you shouldn't do that. You know?
Oh, I disagree. That's looking on the negative. I look and say, okay, maybe this happened for a reason, because there's a lesson here that I need to learn. Maybe it's a skill set, you know, that I've learned, or even just a reinforcement of my attitude that regardless of how bad things get, you know, I can look back on the worst days of my life, and there have been a lot of them. I did not have a pleasant childhood. And, you know, and say, I'm glad those things happened, because they made me who I am. And I wouldn't be where I am today without those lessons. And it's really interesting, because, you know, my brother and I went through the same childhood. And he came through it being a victim, blaming everybody for bad choices that he's made and, you know, bad experiences he's had. And he blames everyone except himself, and he hasn't taken any responsibility. And and it's really interesting how I came through our childhood saying, I will never do this, you know, when I mature, I will never treat people that way. I will never treat a spouse that way. I would never treat my children that way. And so coming through with that conviction has made me who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother came through it learning how to be negative and blame everyone, you know. And it doesn't mean that he has a right to blame, you know, some people for some of the experiences. It's the lessons that you take away that are different that frame you, I think, and make you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're resilient, and you're creating opportunities for yourself, Demetris. And, you know, when you keep looking back, it's hard to keep moving forward. And I know that sounds easy. And I know it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear it in your voice that you don't believe me. And I know that it's been hard.
It's not that I don't believe you. It's just that when you try to move forward, you're feeling like you're getting pushback.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? You
mm-hmm.
keep trying to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it's always a pushback.
Yeah, you're
so,
always regrouping and
right.
re-strategizing. Yeah.
Yeah, but life is, the Buddhists say, pain is not an option, right? So you're going to experience difficulties in life. That's
mm-hmm.
a given.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And sometimes when you're experiencing a difficulty, you might feel that you're the only one in the world this has happened to, or is feeling this way, or is dealing with this issue. Kristen Neff, in her work with mindful self-compassion, reminds us that suffering is a part of this journey we are on. It's a part of life. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, recognize that and know that somebody else is suffering too. The degree and so on may be different. The issues may be different, but somebody's going through what you're going through as well. And in that
mm-hmm.
moment, rather than feel, so that helps you to feel connected to humanity and know that what you're doing is, what you're experiencing is normal because, it's just life, and other people suffer, and we all suffer. And then bring kindness and compassion to yourself to deal with the situation. Because life is painful. And they say that when you cling to stuff, as in live in the past and regret what happened to you all the time, you turn that pain into suffering. And when I think of, or when you push away and not deal with things, turns it into suffering again. And in my mind, I picture that as the pain of something hurts you and you have a wound, right? And it scabs over and it's healing. But when you keep going back, it's like removing that scab and rewounding yourself again and opening it into infection and stuff like that. I know it's a little bit graphic, but that's how I see it. So that's my offering.
And, you know, the other thing that's really important is your support system.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know that you've got the inner resources to keep going. And sometimes you get tired. It is exhausting and it's
mm-hmm.
hard. And so that's when you turn to your allies for help, to keep your spirits up, to offer new ideas, and, you know, to be support for you so that
yeah.
You're not carrying the load alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Any comments from the rest of you? What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah.
Allison, yes. Oh,
this is Jamie. I'm really sorry. I haven't been able to
talk yet because I am at work.
Uh-huh.
But I just wanted to pitch in while I could before I have to go back. But I just wanted to say that I did the exercises, all the three that you mentioned, and I loved them. I think that they have changed a lot for me. It's changed my business name, everything, my website, my profiles. So it's all been really wonderful. Yeah. But they were very important, and I'm very grateful.
Well, so it has changed in what way, Jaylene, if you don't mind sharing?
I'm so sorry. Do you mind repeating that? I lost you for just 1 second.
Okay.
Sorry. Do you mind repeating that?
Yeah, I was just wondering. You said you changed everything. In what way? What was the difference?
The difference was there was a keyword that came up when I did the exercise about values. And, I mean, it's probably key for everyone in this group, which is resiliency, but I had never listed that before among my values. And so as a result, it made me... I just acted with that word. It just resonated so much, resonated, so that I enrolled in a resiliency masterclass. I felt like the name of my business, I now wanted it to be connected to something that represented resiliency, so I chose a hummingbird. And just my value, I've decided to put my personal mission statement as well as my business mission on my website so people could see that as part of who I am.
Great.
And I just feel like that connects me more to the people I'm meeting and just really it's changing a lot of things for me. And I'm loving it.
And
also the Wheel of Life, I thought was very helpful. It let me see in a quantitative way, things that I had been feeling already, that was what was wonderful about that. And so it just gave me that push to focus on those areas that were on the low side. And I can't wait to do it in 3 months, and hopefully there will be a change.
Yes. Oh, for sure. Oh, thanks for sharing. That's so helpful. I'm so glad that you've gotten so much from all of this. Is there anyone else who'd like to share? I mean, how have you changed? Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to ask, in week one, I asked you all three questions. And today I'm going to ask you three more. So, if you've got a pen and paper handy, Allison, I know that you don't. And I'd like to know, was my response and the responses that you've heard from others, were they helpful for you?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. It's always great to hear different ideas from different people. My key takeaway is today, the word is re-strategize. I love it.
Oh, great. That's terrific. Thanks for sharing that. That's great. So, the heck did I do with my three questions that I wanted to ask you? Here they are. And I'm going to call you in the week that you, in the order that you volunteered in week one. And Allison, you weren't here for these. And to be honest with you, I didn't send you the week one questions because I didn't think they would be of use to you, so you'll hear them today. So here are my questions from today. Is What are you most proud of about taking and completing this 6-week course? And the second question, what has been your most valuable learning? And the third question is, who are you now that you weren't when we started? How have you changed, if at all? So in our first week, my questions were, what do you bring to the course? What do you want to take away? And what, if anything, would you like to change or enhance or let go of about yourself? Jerry from Hawaii was the first to volunteer, and unfortunately, he's not here today. The second person was Krista, and Krista's not here today. Diana is not here today. It's too bad that people have started and not kept up. I haven't heard from them. Kathleen, not here. Rebecca, not here. Sandra, not here. My goodness. This is unbelievable. Demetris, you were the next one to volunteer. So, Demetris, what are you most proud of about taking this course?
What am I most proud of about taking this course?
Mm-hmm.
I'm most proud of meeting you, Nan.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
Because it's like one thing that I know is important in life is having a mentor. But for me, I'm always challenged. I know it's my own personal issue because I have a severe issue with trust. Mm-hmm. So it's been an issue for me in even thinking about considering somebody to be a mentor. You know what I'm saying? It's like I haven't had a person, really.
Yeah.
You know, so, but for you, I could see you as being a potential mentor.
Well, that would make me very proud, Demetris.
And so that makes me
Thank
proud.
You for that. Thank you
What's
for that.
The next question?
The next one was, what has been your most valuable learning from the course?
My most valuable learning was from Veronica for introducing me to unattended sorrow.
Mm.
I bought that book, and the book, right, and I'm reading it, and I'm so thankful for her suggesting that book for me.
Oh, wow. Veronica, did you hear that?
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm so glad that I offered something that was helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is beautiful. I'm going to write down the name of that book so that it could be a possible resource in future classes as well. Thank you.
Right, I'm finding it good help.
And then the last question, Demetrius, is who are you now that you weren't when we started?
Okay, for that question, I don't really have an answer.
Okay.
I don't. It's
that's
like
okay.
I'm still stuck.
You're still stuck.
Know?
Yeah.
Right.
I know what you wanted to take away. You said in week one, you said you were craving an aha moment.
Right.
And I feel so badly that that didn't happen for you. And in terms of what you wanted to change or let go of or enhance, you said that you want to know your life purpose.
Right.
I think you know your life purpose, don't you?
No, but you know what I was about to say? Sometimes it makes me wonder, like, is it been with me all the time? And that's where I will feel like, I hope it's not something that has just been with me all the time, and I just didn't know.
Your purpose?
Yeah. You know,
well,
like,
from what you've told us, it seems to me that what's driving you is your desire to help kids in foster homes.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, the experiences that you went through have enabled you to really connect with those kids. And you know what they want. You know what they're looking for. And so, to me, that seems to be your purpose, is helping others, especially helping young foster kids.
That's true. Now, that is true.
Mm-hmm. So, knowing that that's your purpose, that helps you then to make goals and take action steps.
Right.
That are going to, you know, take you closer and closer and closer to your goal of getting the luggage for those kids.
Right.
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 'Cause that, you're passionate about that.
I
hear your passion when you talk about it. You change when you talk about that. And that's what purpose is all about, I think, is what makes you excited and, you know, what makes you want to take action.
Right. Right. Thank you for that, Nan.
Well, I think it was in you, Demetrius. I think it is in you. I think you're already doing what you need to do. You're just at the beginning of that journey right now.
Right. Right.
So, how does that feel for you? When you think of yourself, is that my purpose is going to be to complete my dream of helping foster kids as much as I can?
It makes me feel like I made a step.
Yeah. Because from what I've heard from you, from our conversations, that's something that you're really committed to doing.
It is.
Yeah.
Now that's true. It really is.
Yeah.
That's so very true.
Demetrius, I really want to thank you. I'm so glad that you joined this class. I think I think your desire to help those kids, and I know that you've had a lot of pushback, and yet this is something that you're really wanting to work at. And now that you're in California, you know, hopefully you can make the connections that you're looking for that are going to help make that that vision of yours.
Because I
come
was
true.
Able, I was able to. I went to the bank to move my nonprofit bank account to California here because I'm having a problem by there being no PNC banks here in California. Mm-hmm. That's where it is. So I went to the bank to open a new account, and the lady, by doing that, she told me exactly what to do to get my nonprofit registered here in the state of California. So, and basically all it is really paying the fee. So I went and paid the fee.
Oh, good for you. Well, that's so much further than where you were, you know, when you started. And so, and you've got her as a resource. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Well, Demetrius, it really has been a pleasure meeting you, and thank you for all of your participation in these classes. And I know that we'll continue to meet.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So our next volunteer was Becca. Are you there, Becca?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so what about you? What are you most proud of?
Okay, yeah, to stay on the topics of what you guys are talking about. I think that I'm really proud to figure out that there's still a lot of who I was, young and energetic and very positive and enthusiastic about life, still there. I don't have to continue to react to my life as a grandmother, as a wife, as a daughter who, you know, takes care of her mother every 4 weeks. I go down to Texas and stay with her for a week. I'm filling a lot of roles, and it's real easy to fall into those roles and just reacting to your life instead of planning your life. Mm-hmm. And then I think that at our age, you can get, you can settle. You just start to settle, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want a lot of drama with anybody. You don't, you know, want to necessarily bring up ideas and things at our age, as people would say, that would be like, oh, well, you don't want to do that. Well, you don't want to think that. Well, you don't need to do that anymore. You've already done those things. But for some of us, you know, we're not finished. And I think that that's kind of where I am trying to remember that I was this enthusiastic, confident person that didn't need permission from anybody else. And I need to remember that, you know, as I pursue the things, you know, that I want to do. So.
Oh, that's great. What a terrific lesson. So in terms of your most valuable learning, is that it for you? Or is there anything more?
The most valuable, I think, you know, having done read books and talked to some friends, I haven't really found a study group, which I would love to find for people my age that don't necessarily have a career skill and you have retired, but you still have years ahead of you that you could have a career. Or you could be, as we've studied here, a lot more purposeful in our volunteerism and where we spend our time. And I need an accountability partner, and my husband's not it.
Okay.
No, he's not it. You know, he's a wonderful person. And I've tried to help him become a checkmate for me, but bless his heart, you know. Even in the Army all those years, he's still my husband. So I have found a new accountability partner who's a lot like myself. We grew up together, and we live in different places, but she's agreed to be my accountability partner. So I'm checking in with her.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Wow.
And she's tenacious. So, and that's what I needed, was not, it really doesn't matter. You've done the best you can. No, I need somebody to direct me and my SMART goals and say, well, how can we do better? How can I do better tomorrow? How can I do better next week? You know, so.
Yeah, really hold your feet to the fire.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
I'm so glad you found that person.
You know, I mean,
so,
if you're working or you have a career or you have a job, you're holding yourself to the fire. You're doing that yourself, because that's what we all did. And it becomes very lax when you retire, if you let it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. It's true how that as you age, you accept things differently. Yeah.
Right.
You don't, you pick your battles, as they say, you know, you decide what's going to, how you're going to react to things. And I love what you said, plan your life instead of just react to it. So how would you describe how you've changed, or who are you now that you weren't when we started?
Well, I think that I'm still a work in progress, as we all are until, we probably leave the planet. But
exactly.
What kind of impact do we want to be? You know, I think my impact is going to be more. I think my legacy will be more meaningful. I think that I've realized that it's going to always be a balance. There's not a magic answer that all of a sudden that's your purpose and that's it. It's going to always be a balance of things. That we have to work at, that you want to be, between all the roles that we all play in our lives and for people. But I think that the accountability partner is going to be a huge key for me, because I can think and feel and write things down all day long, but whether or not the action steps are fulfilled, and somebody challenges me about that, and then I really tell myself, no, it really isn't okay. I really was supposed to do this. Then it's going to help me a lot more. So.
Wow. Oh, Becca, thank you so much. That's really wonderful.
Well, thank you for all the information. Well, and I think there's plenty of material to read through for, months to come. I mean, there's always going to be valuable reading and what we've been given as a curriculum and the extra readings that you've offered us. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Veronica, you were next. So what are you most proud of?
First, before I start, I really like Becca's accountability partner. I want one like that.
She's hard, I'm telling you.
So one of my most proud of, I think I took this course because I wanted a package, because I want to provide that. But the focus, and I'm one of these people who don't like to be front and center. When I take a course, maybe I often think, how is this going to benefit my clients, that kind of thing. But with this course, I really had to begin to look at myself, right, for me. And that exercise, I know my values and so on, but the most helpful, and I like the exercises, but the most helpful exercise was asking 10 people what they admired about me, right? Because I think that opens you up to be vulnerable, and I don't like vulnerability that much, although I know it's a strength. But it was very informative, and it's an exercise we often ask. I do a group when they work in towards wellness, and it's one of the exercises you ask three people for feedback or something, and it struck me how valuable that is. And if you haven't done it, do it, because you see things about yourself that you really don't give thought to or realize that the impact. You know, I got some very interesting and, you know, humbling kind of feedback. I thought, oh my goodness, this is absolutely wonderful. You know, it really touched me, quite frankly.
Yes.
So that's probably.
I'm so glad. Yeah.
Honestly.
I can believe it. I can believe it. I mean, you've been such a warm, supportive part of this group. I've loved. It's funny how you said you don't like being front and center, and yet you've contributed so much to our discussions. And everything that you've offered has been so positive and so helpful and supportive. And you're obviously a very, you know, kind, helpful, caring person. So I'm glad that
you got some feedback like that.
Did you? I can imagine. So that's your authentic self.
Hi, this is Demetrius. What I wanted to say is what I like about that exercise is it's kind of like an evaluation. You know how you have event and then at the end you pass out evaluations.
Mm-hmm.
So that exercise is kind of like, it's kind of like you know how you feel about yourself, but when you ask people to give you the three words to describe you, it's like that lets you know what's coming out. You know, even though you know what's inside, you want to know what's coming out. How is it being perceived? It's kind of like an unwritten evaluation.
Yeah. So having that confirmation that you are being authentic.
Yeah, somebody said that as well.
That's wonderful.
It's very, very, very humbling. I thought, what an exercise, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, who are you now? Have you changed at all since going through this this course?
Well, I've been so busy, but I decided that I used to volunteer a lot. So the question, what legacy? The legacy I wanted to be. That was really on my mind, right? Mm-hmm. So I used to volunteer a lot at one point in my life. And I haven't done the kind of community volunteering. I mean, I do heart and stroke and stuff like that, but it means really doing something. For a year, I've been on boards and stuff like that, but doing something meaningful, probably social justice. So I want to get back to volunteer in the community and in that area.
That's wonderful. That's great. Well, in week one, what you wanted to let go of, you said, was you wanted to work less at your full-time job and that you needed to rejig your focus. So it sounds like you have done that.
Well, I'm still working at my full-time job.
Well, it's up to you whether you work less at it or, you know, fewer hours or not. So thank you, Veronica. You have been a great participant in this course, and I have appreciated everything that you've had to contribute. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I appreciate, I'm so glad I took this course, you know. I like your warmth, Nan. You are so warm and kind and got that right from the beginning, too.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed participating in this course. And And again, being inspired, especially by Demetrius, her passion for the foster kids and her, you know, I guess her passion, I guess, and her insistence on doing something, making a difference in their life.
Yeah. It is very inspiring. I think, she's inspired a lot of us.
Thank you, Lonica. It's a pleasure to have met you.
Yes, I agree. And I want to go back to Becca. I forgot to go to week one for you, Becca. I asked about a takeaway. You said you wanted to streamline what you wanted to do in terms of personal growth, and you wanted to, in terms of change, you wanted to set purposeful goals and achieve them. So you have set up a strategy for yourself with, you know, your new accountability partner that this is going to work for you.
I hope so. I think from the wheel of life, I've decided that my goals are going to change monthly, and I'm going to pull out of those areas and try to focus on three or four of those areas during that month, rather than look at the wheel of life with all of these 15 things that I've written in there and trying to focus and do all of those at once. It's just too overwhelming, and that's where we all get stuck, I feel like.
Exactly. Yeah, so to pick even just one or two and then work on those for a while. Well, that's great. Yeah. I'm glad you found that helpful in that way.
I did. Thank you.
Great. Mary Beth, you were next.
What am I most proud of? I think it is just the consistency and sticking with the work, having, as we are, most of us are moms, and having little kids come in and out of the room and try to maneuver during the course. So I'm proud of that. I did all the work, and then I set time for myself to do it, and I committed
Good.
To do it. Yeah.
I was going to say, it's almost like self-care time for you.
I think so, yeah, because I'm putting, like, on mute when someone's asking me a question and putting it back on mute and trying to do the work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, plus it's summer, so it's more difficult. But
yeah. Wow.
I think the valuable thing I did learn most was doing the life purpose statement. I've heard of mission statements before, but I've never done my own purpose statement, so that was really great for me to do and to see who I really am.
Mm-hmm. Is it something that you want to share, or do you want to keep it to yourself?
No, I can share it, yeah. So it's kind of a rough draft, but to connect with others and help those who may feel stuck or uninspired, to focus on my faith and health and encourage others to do so, be mindful of my blessings, and practice a grateful attitude.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. So, any changes for you, or are you different now than when you started?
Sure. I think that I can do this. Like, I can do a class, kind of maneuver everything and do something for myself.
Oh, great. Yeah. Oh, I love hearing that. Good. Yeah. All right. Oh, thank you, Mary Beth. That's a great share. And I know that it was difficult for you with your children.
I'm trying to come out of my shell as well. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I really appreciate you sharing this, because I know that was a challenge for you. So thank you for this today, for this share. I appreciate you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Who is next? Kelly, you were next. What are you most proud of, Kelly? You might be on mute. Kelly, are you there? She might have had to go. She might have had to slip away. After Kelly was Jaylene. And Jaylene's probably had to go back to work. So I'm really proud of all of you. You know, it's interesting that I think this, with all that's going on, this crazy stuff that's going on in our life right now, it is nice to have had the time to turn inward and find the strength that's there in all of us. That, and maybe it's a strength that women have, that we are able to multitask, that we are able to withstand change and keep things going. And at the same time, look forward to the kind of legacy that we want to leave behind us. So I really appreciate the shares that you all have made today. Is there anything else before we say goodbye? Anything that I've missed? Anything that anyone would like to say or ask?
Nan, it's Allison. I just want to thank you again for the thank you again for the personal messages, and the timing of your message in the middle of my meeting on Thursday morning was perfect. So I appreciate your optimism. I'm so glad that I joined the class, and I feel like I need it now more than I did when I first started, and I'm sorry that I joined late. But I just can't thank you enough for everything. It's been a very valuable learning experience, and I'm going to take a lot of this to heart and re-strategize, and going to continue to be committed and stay positive and be committed to my mission and vision. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Allison. That's great. I'm so glad to hear that. That's so kind of you to say. Thank you. You know, I'd love for all of you to keep in touch, you know, to just shoot me an email from time to time. Let me know how things are going. If, you know, if there's a problem, you know that I'm here. If any of you are interested in teaching this course, if you think it might be of value for you, I'm considering licensing it so that you would have my permission to use all of the resources and the course materials and so forth. So let me know if that's something that would be of value for you. And also, Bernadette from Coach Training Alliance will send an evaluation form out. And it's going to be anonymous. I think what they will do is tabulate the answers and just send me the answers. So if you, I know it's a lot to ask to share more of your time, if you wouldn't mind taking a few minutes to complete the evaluation form when you get them, she'll email them to you. And, of course, I will let you know as soon as the recording is up. For those of you who weren't able to make this final week, we've missed you, and I hope that you've been able to take as much away from the course that, you know, as much as these others have. And I wish all of you all the best. And I'm so excited that you're choosing to live your best lives. So on that note, mm-hmm. I guess we will say maybe not goodbye, but talk to you soon.
Yeah.
So take care, everyone. Stay safe.
Take care.
Stay
and
well.
Thank you. And I am interested in the course, but I'll be in touch.
Okay, sure. Shoot me an email, Veronica. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone.
Yep. Thank
bye-bye.
Nice meeting all of you. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.